I'm Kelly Burley, along with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Wednesday, January 28th. Burns, a member of OSU's leadership team, is tapped to fill an important seat in the governor's cabinet.
You're exactly right, Kelly. Governor Mary Fallon appointed Natalie Shirley as the new Secretary of Education and Workforce Development in the state of Oklahoma. It was a great appointment. Natalie, of course, is president of OSU Oklahoma City, a position which she will continue to fill. Natalie became the first female president in the OSU system back in 2011. She's done a great job to date with OSU Oklahoma City, and I know she'll continue to do that. She's had a great career. She graduated from Oklahoma State. She got a law degree. She then ran a mutual fund in Washington, D.C. She came back and served as Oklahoma Secretary of Commerce and Tourism for Governor Brad Henry, and then was Executive Director of the Department of Commerce, of course, our state's leading economic development agency. Natalie is a very hardworking lady, and she is going to, I think, do a great job for Governor Fallon. I think she's going to do a wonderful job in terms of improving the quality of education in our state. Natalie and her husband, Russ, have, in addition to all this, six children. So I've described her as the bionic woman.
Well, let's turn to the Carnegie Foundation, Burns. It is recognizing OSU's outreach mission.
We're very proud of that. You know, as a land-grant university, that's one of the three legs of the stool. Education, research, and outreach are the core missions of land-grant universities. So to receive this community engagement classification from the Carnegie Foundation is very well received and quite prestigious, I must say, at the risk of sounding as a braggart. Since its creation 125 years ago, OSU has been sharing its work and knowledge for the greater good and extending actually what goes on at the university to our state. You know, we're also, of course, members of the communities we're in. We have five campuses, and it's important that that the OSU campuses become a real part of the communities that we're in. We certainly do that here in Stillwater. In fact, the Regents just approved Oklahoma State University IT, Institute of Technology in Okmulgee, acquiring a couple of buildings in downtown Okmulgee as part of a overall community renewal. Everybody's very excited about that. So we really feel like community engagement enriches the scholarship and research that we do on campus, makes us better citizens, and addresses critical societal issues. So we appreciate the Carnegie Foundation recognizing Oklahoma State University, and we will continue to deserve that recognition in the future.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.